This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're just getting word. Police say there's been a shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa. The extent of injuries unclear at the moment. This weekend is the third anniversary of the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both President Biden and Donald Trump are preparing. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
To the president, the riot represented Trump and his backers holding a dagger at the throat of American democracy, a bid to subvert the 2020 election results.
An extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
While he calls Trump a threat to democracy.
No, I'm not a threat. I will save democracy. The threat is crooked Joe Biden.
The ex-president says the federal charges he faces related to the riot and bids in two states to keep him off the ballot show Democrats are the ones undercutting Democratic values. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new law that would let police arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with the latest.
The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional, alleging that it would frustrate immigration operations and interfere with the federal government's right to regulate foreign commerce. The new law is set to take effect in March. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The East Coast is going to get whacked by snow and freezing rain this weekend, say forecasters, but they don't yet know exactly which areas are going to get snow and which will get rain and how much. The job market continues to be strong. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. A 19-year-old and his father are under arrest in Texas in the killings of a pregnant woman and her boyfriend. San Antonio police say the couple was shot over what appears to have been a drug deal. Militia officials say a U.S. airstrike on the headquarters of militia in Baghdad killed a high-ranking militia commander. This is AP News. And now to the Queen, who's stepping down. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Denmark's Queen and Europe's longest reigning monarch has made one last public appearance before stepping down in a rare abdication. Queen Margrethe rode through Denmark's capital in a gilded carriage as she concluded her last New Year's celebrations before her abdication later this month. Thousands braved the freezing temperatures to cheer the popular Queen along the route in what is to be her last public appearance as monarch. Although Margrethe had insisted for years that she wouldn't quit, she announced her abdication on December the 31st, saying recent back surgery led to thoughts about the future. She will step down on January the 14th after 52 years on the throne, handing the crown to her eldest son. I'm Karen Chamas.
After Pope Francis allowed blessings for same-sex couples, some bishops say they won't implement that new policy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.